You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. One officer is fighting for his life. The other is expected to be okay. Two Milwaukee police officers were shot while responding to a call last night. Police are searching for a suspect described as armed and dangerous. It's believed they know who they're looking for, but have not yet released a name. The Racine Raiders will hold a moment of silence for Ron Hart before tomorrow's game. Hart is a team legend who passed away this week. He was a standout player, coach, and official, also serving as an elected official in Racine for over two decades. After a miles-long chase involving Mount Pleasant Village Police, sheriff's deputies, and the State Patrol, a 28-year-old Racine man was tased and arrested yesterday. The pursuit started with an attempt at a traffic stop on Highway 20 and ended on Highway V. A bus tour opposing federal budget and tax proposals will arrive in Racine Monday. Mayor Corey Mason and State Representative Greta Neubauer will speak at the event outside the courthouse. Planned Parenthood warns some Wisconsin locations could close if a proposed federal budget bill passes, blocking Badger Care payments for their services. Anti-abortion groups are also seeking to further restrict funding after recent court rulings. A 21-year-old man on a motorcycle died in a Kenosha County crash Wednesday night on Highway K. Fog is believed to have played a part in the incident, and investigation continues. And Milwaukee is hosting the world's largest fencing tournament. Today, there's a press conference about the 2025 USA Fencing National Championships. The press conference is in the Deer District, and over 6,000 athletes will be competing at the Baird Center. The events are free and open to the public, and they run through July 7th. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks draft a big man. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports basketball. The Milwaukee Bucks use their second round pick to add Bogoyub Marković, 19 years old, a forward and a top player in Serbia, 6'11", but just 217 pounds. Assistant General Manager Milt Newton, and how long the Bucks have had their eye on Marković?
Well, actually, we've been on him for the last 4 or 5 years. They were very high on him. Obviously, a little bit thinner right now. Got to get stronger, put on some more weight. But we've been on him for the last 4 or 5 years.
The Bucks also signed Alabama's Mark Sears to a two-way deal. Meanwhile, a lot of excitement across the state that Milwaukee's Con Knipple, after just 1 year at Duke, went as high as fourth overall in the draft to Charlotte. Knipple says he met with the Hornets in Chicago last month.
Yeah, I mean, having the interviews at the combine and then in my visit there with the team. And so I'm super glad they pulled the trigger, and I can't wait to be a Hornet.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Put on your seatbelts, folks, for this weekend's new theatrical releases. The biggie is F1, the movie. Racing fans will love it for its high-octane action Formula One racing scenes, and those who think Brad Pitt is dreamy will like it because Brad Pitt plays a race car driver. The film is being called Top Gun on Wheels and is reviewing in the mid to high 90th percentile on Rotten Tomatoes. Audiences seem to be digging the film as well. If you're up for a horror flick sequel about AI going rogue and turning into a killer, check out Megan 2. The first installment, you guessed it, Megan, made $180 million worldwide on just a $12 million production budget. The film is reviewing in the low 60s on Rotten Tomatoes, but still fresh. If you're in the mood for a dark comedy drama, check out Sorry Baby, the latest film from A24 Studios. Let's go to the movies. We are about halfway through the year, so Variety has just released its 10 best movies of the year so far. There is one surprise on the list, but mostly it's been the go-to films that we've talked about on a nightly basis on Nightlight, including Spy Thriller Black Bag, Mission Impossible The Final Reckoning, which may or may not be the last of the franchise, Sly Lives, which is a fantastic documentary on Hulu about Sly and the Family Stone founder Sly Stone. A couple surprises are a film that is just opening this weekend called Sorry Baby, a drama about a college professor dealing with the aftermath of sexual assault. 28 years later also made the list, which you can see in theaters currently. Ryan Coogler's vampire thriller Sinners is on the list, and that's no big surprise. What was surprising about the list was the film Alto Nights, starring Robert De De Niro as two gangsters. The film was sort of universally panned by critics. Variety has it on the list, so it might be worth a watch. Happy viewing. You gotta love the Reacher series. They are hard at work on season 4 already and rarely make their audience wait too long between seasons. Barry star Christopher Rodriguez Marquette will join the cast for season 4, taking over the role of a small-town cop vacated by Jay Baruchel, who left the show to attend to personal matters. Season 4 of the Netflix show is scheduled to drop sometime in 2026. Martin Freeman might be the hardest working man in show business, and he's a pretty darn good actor too. The Hobbit star has agreed to join the cast of The Adam Trials, a psychological thriller directed by River Wild filmmaker Ben Kitai. Young Sheldon's Ian Armitage will also be part of the cast. The plot follows two parents who will do anything to save the life of their terminally ill son, but with unexpected side effects. The project is still in the early stages of production, so stay tuned.
Partly to mostly cloudy this morning with a little more sunshine by later this afternoon. Our high today, 81. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 62. Tomorrow, sunny, 79. Then on Sunday, sunny, warm, and muggy. 89 with thunderstorms Sunday night into Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 78.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.